On Monday, 15 May 2023, besilo hlelo lokukhuthaza izakhamizi zikaGudza Ward 9 eTradewood mayelana ngokuyabhalisa lokuphatheka kunhlelo zokhetho zalonyaka. Sithe sesiqedile ukukhulumisana lezakhamizi door-to-door endleleni yethu yokuphindela emakhaya. We got ambushed and attacked by ZANU-PF members at Redwood at the irrigation scheme farm. They attacked us besebenzisa izinduku lezinsimbi. Amalunga eqembu lethu fled into the bush and our provincial interim vice chair Mr. Jabulani Khadebe and Mr. Karikai Masu Ward 17 Umgudza aspiring council candidate and other champions got kidnapped.
Sikhuluma nje banjani labo abatshaywayo baphinda bathunjwa.
Amalunga ethu atshaywa alimala kakhulu agoqela mina and Ward 19 Umgudza aspiring council candidate Mr. Chipo Penikwa and other three champions including Umgudza aspiring MP candidate champion Queen Malikwa. We are still on recovering mode and base and taking medical prescriptions.
Amapholisa wona athini ngalolu daba? Ayagcwayisisa yini ukuthi kuyini okwenzakalayo?
Amapholisa akhanya ngani ayesaba ukuqhuba umsebenzi wabo ngokufaneleyo njengoba besaba ukutransfewa ngabakhulu babo njalo lokuxotshwa umsebenzi. Lokhu sikubone amalunga ethu ethunjwa and umpholisa owabuyayo wayesebenzisa ikhombi yeZANU-PF elotshwe Umgudza ZANU-PF constituency igcwele amalunga eZANU-PF. Amalunga ethu had clear evidence of the kidnappers of our champions and we later found them at Nyamandlovu police camp. Okwakhathesi amapholisa asiwathembi njengoba awasimeli. Sikubone ku-news article elotshwe News Day lapho uRichard Moyo u-MP weMgudza akubeke khona sobala ukuthi thina ama-victims amabizo yethu yiwo atholakala kurada ye-Joint Operation Command la kurada yama-police bosses. So as civilized citizens we no longer have freedom of independence and our constitutional rights are no longer respected by the law enforcers and our representatives. So I kokakade sisebunzimeni as it is evident clear that there is no rule of law. Our hopes and dreams are now seeing a new democratic society being ushered under the capable leadership of President Nelson Chamisa.